The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
All right, you younger people. Notice I don't say young people anymore. Y'all have reached the point where you're not young. You're just younger.
Mm-hmm.
Old asses.
Hey, I'll take anything with young in it.
Yeah, Lindsay's about to be well into her 40s.
Yeah.
In a couple of months.
Mm-hmm. 41 in April.
Mm-hmm.
Woo. That hurts even saying it.
Yeah, 41.
I gotta work on my...
I mean, could you have any more Botox in your face, though? I mean, it's leaking.
You're sweating, it leaking.
You're sweating Botox.
Yeah.
You've been jamming it in there since you were 24.
Yeah, there's no other place to put it. I'll say that.
So, I'm having to ask you younger people, is twerking still a big thing? Does that still happen a lot? I know for a long time, twerking was, ooh, he's twerking. She's twerking. You know? By the way, one of the most elegant, graceful dance moves I've ever seen, the twerk.
The twerk.
I mean, nothing makes you look like a graceful lady more than twerking.
Yeah. Or a man.
Yeah.
Because I think we all know somebody that loved to twerk.
Yeah.
We all did.
But I don't see it as much on the social medias and all as I used to and all that. But Luke Combs was playing a concert in Australia. And I guess Australia doesn't play around with people acting a fool in public and being vulgar. Because a girl got thrown out of the concert because she wouldn't stop twerking. To Luke Combs stuff.
Can't stop now, doing it. You got a fast car.
I can't.
I got a ticket to anywhere. Like, hey, enough. We told you 5 times, enough of the twerking. She's like, I hear a fast car.
Yeah, like who's twerking to Luke Combs?
Well, she wasn't fat or anything, but She was a thick girl.
Mm, thick girl.
And she had on a white mini skirt, and that may be wise because her mini skirt kept coming up and you could see, you know, part of her butt when she was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But she was also looked like bothering other people with it. Like getting out in the aisle, and you're not supposed to be in the aisle of at a concert. She was doing an aisle, and then finally they just said, "You got to go."
And you're at a Luke Combs concert. You're not at a Lil Wayne concert. Like, right. You go to Luke Combs, you don't want to see twerking.
Mm-hmm. And then the other ladies were sitting in the row, and then she's going around them and dancing and twerking, and they're having to move to let her out into the aisle and all. It's just like one of those deals where you don't have any consideration for anybody else there. You're like, I'm loving this. Right. I want to dance. I want to do a slut move out here,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to do it. Get out of my way, bitches. You know, you're no fun.
This is my song.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't think Luke would want that.
No, I don't think so.
Luke doesn't want that.
That's a good North Carolina boy. He doesn't want all that twerking out there.
He's singing like the slowest concert. Song. And she's
even if he's doing that, you know, long neck, what is it? Ice cold beer never broke my heart. That, you know.
Yeah.
Still, that's not a twerking song.
Twerking. No.
No, that just doesn't make sense. It's like pulling your boobs out at a Michael Bublé concert. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
It's not P and R.
Or Josh Groban.
Yeah. You know,
he's out there.
Mm-hmm.
You raise me up.
Throwing your panties at Josh Groban.
Mm-hmm. I love him.
But would you throw your panties at him? Or who else would? Like, you wouldn't stand there and throw your panties at Willie Nelson, even though I'm sure some old ladies still do that.
But. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm
trying to think of somebody I would.
Like the Wiggles? Is that who you do it to?
Well, yeah, obviously.
The Wiggles.
Yeah. The wiggle.
Wiggle. Look at these wiggle. Hey, hey, yellow one.
You're going to get thrown out, as you should.
Yeah.
You're like, fruit salad. Yummy, yummy. I got your fruit salad.
I got your watermelon right here.
Put some cantaloupes in that fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
I'm picturing the Teletubbies. That's not right. Or the Wiggles.
Time for Teletubbies. Time for Teletubbies. Time for these. Tinky Winky. You can call this one Tinky and this one Winky. I can't.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh.
Dipsy. Look at his ass. La La.
I love that you know their names.
Yeah. Tinky Winky. Dipsy. La La. Oh.
Oh my God. Was that your kid? Is this why I'm crying? Is this when your kids were? Okay.
Right, yeah.
Oh man. That's great. That's some weird stuff going on with that.
Mm-hmm. Do they still have the Teletubbies?
No.
They don't have that.
No.
Your kids watch Paw Patrol and that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what was that? Is it Peppa Pig? They watch that one?
Yes. And my daughter's like, oh, with you, Mom. Like in the car speaking like Peppa. I'm like, God, you're from America. Oh, wait there, Yedma. Spot a team.
Oh, Peppa's British?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's asked the other day when we were going on holiday. I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh, the holidays are over.
You gotta stop that.
I know. I said, what are we? We're not watching Peppa ever again.
Yeah. You hear her say that she's tired of standing in the queue. Really, you got to take it away from her.
Yeah.
Or she refers to her butt as a bum.
Already has.
Oh.
Already has. The bum. Mm. She said, my bum is itching. I'm like, bum? Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You gotta stop that.
What are we going on holiday? Vacation?
What is that woman that's the big child performer, Miss
Rachel?
Miss Rachel, yeah. You don't do that then, do you?
No.
That's indoctrination.
Yeah. I don't know if that was after or is it still? I don't know. My kid... That's kind of educational, and my kids don't like education. Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
What about Bluey? Isn't that, I hear them talking about that one, Bluey?
The dog, they like, and he's Australian.
Yeah.
So they...
What? That's how they try to infiltrate the young minds, Riggins, of American kids. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how they like to get to them.
Rob likes Bluey, doesn't he? He's a big Bluey fan.
Did he cry at that one episode that was supposed to be the...
Are you
joking? There was some sort of a political message in it that was hidden in the thing.
I don't recall, but I remember I was going, what?
Is he not on anymore? Because I need answers.
No, sorry. I was in another room, but I could hear. I do not watch Bluey. I've never seen an episode.
Okay. Oh, no? Okay. Maybe I'm making that up.
We had an intern one time who was on the spectrum, Lindsay. Mm-hmm. He was really cool. Mm-hmm. But he loved Paw Patrol.
Yeah.
And I mentioned something one day about Paw Patrol. Yeah, that's looks pretty cool. You know, just talking to him. Well, he grabbed that and would not let go of it. Oh. And he would not rest until I was a full-fledged Paw Patrol fan.
Well,
every day he'd ask me, TJ, did you watch the Paw Patrol yesterday? Mm-hmm. I said, no, I was busy. And man, I didn't get a chance to watch it yesterday, but I will. Mm-hmm. And then he'd come over there with his phone and go, here. And just stick it out from like to watch a 30-minute episode while I'm trying to do the show of Paw Patrol.
You're like, it's really good.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish he was still here because I could tell him about every episode with him. I could talk about it. Chase, Ryder, Zuma, Sky, we're on the way. Paw Patrol. I know everything. Sorry.
Yeah, he was really cool. But that was just his thing. You know, that sometimes, you know, people who are on the spectrum, they lock into something and that was his.
Paw Patrol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like he'd get pissed at me every day whenever I'd say, I haven't watched it yet. You said you were going to watch it. I will.
How rude, TJ.
You promised.
They're only 30 minutes of misery.
Because, you know, by then my kids were grown. They weren't watching any of that.
Let me tell you what was real fun. Paw Patrol Live.
Mm. Is that what y'all just went to?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What did he do?
I bet he was there.
Oh, yeah.
He was.
I was going to say I could get him tickets if you still know where he is or where he's anyway. He's probably been, though. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no way that a Paw Patrol Live came to town and he didn't go.
Yeah. It comes every year. So I'm sure he, man. Yeah. No, it's fun.
I'll tell you one that was, I'm glad my kids weren't into very much, was Dragon Tales. That was some dumb shit.
Was it? I don't know.
Like, you make your Dragon Badge Glow.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah, my kids were not really into that.
Yeah, Dino Ranch is really big now.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really fun too.
I'm trying to think of the ones that I liked, those Playhouse Disney ones. That was back when my family was allowed to watch Disney shows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about Mickey Mouse Clubhouse?
No. But I liked that one, you know, more so than the kids did. I try to get them to watch, you know, Goofy and that, whatever it's called, with Max and the Goofy's son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. But Playhouse Disney was, back then, it was Roly Poly Oly. It was Bear in the Big Blue House, Stanley, and... was one
Blue's Clues?
Peanut butter PB&J was about these otters that lived on a boat.
Cute.
But I don't know if that was part of it. But anyway, when we would go to Disney World with the charity with the kids, that's why I knew every song that they would do when we went to the Playhouse Disney show.
Yeah. I was wondering about that.
welcome to the Big Blue House.
Yeah.
You know, everybody clean up the house. Clean up the house.
See, that's the kind of stuff that's, I mean, I don't want to say educational, but it helps the kids clean up or do the thing. You know, some of the stuff is just crap now. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not learning a thing. The dragon tail, what you learning about? Lighting up a wand?
Yeah, well, now, I mean, they're learning stuff that they shouldn't be learning.
Right.
They're getting in the mines.
Don't love that.
Mm-mm. No. God. But I tell you what. Brother Trump's going to put an end to that.
Brother Trump.
He's going to put an end to all that.
Brother Trump.
I'm sorry. Did you see yesterday one of the reporters asked him if he was going to go to the crash site?
Yeah.
And he said, "What? Where's the crash site? In the water? You want me to go swimming? I'm going to go where it happened, but I'm not going to go to the actual where it went in the water."
Yeah.
I love that. He's like, come on, stupid.
Man, and then he was looking orange yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was looking really orange. Mm-hmm. But I wonder why. He doesn't use the same tanning stuff every day? He changes brands or something?
I need answers. And you know I'm stuck on this.
Right.
Saint-Tropez foam with the mitt. How hard is it? I'm confused. Saint-Tropez foam with the mitt. Ulta, Sephora, online. At all locations.
Well, maybe he can't afford it. Isn't it kind of expensive?
Ooh, you poor. Are you poor?
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Okay, so we were talking about Brother President Trump's tanning stuff that he uses. His, what would you call it? They used to call it self-tanner. Is that what it's still called?
Yeah.
So it's... My question is, why is it different? Some days you see him and it's more natural looking or more tan looking. And then other days you see him, it's orange.
Mm-hmm.
He can't be using the same brand each time. He's got to be switching it up. And why does he not use the one that doesn't look orange?
Do we assume or do we know or you know more than me, does he have a personal stylist?
I'm sure they do have, you know, have that.
Or is he, like, I'm envisioning him doing it himself, but he's not, right?
He probably is, yeah. Because I think he said before that so many people have tried to get him to change his hairstyle, and he won't do it. He said, this is just what I like, and he does it himself, I think. Unless he's going on TV or something, maybe. I don't know. And I mean, like on a, you know, on a regular TV show where he would do Saturday Night Live and all that. But I think he does all that himself because I don't see a stylist taking credit for any of that or blame.
Ever, unless it's like somebody off the street, like, this looks good. Here's the thing. I can help you out, Brother Trump. I would carry a huge bag everywhere we go. This is my interview process right here.
Mm-hmm.
I would have Saint-Tropez foam with the mitt, 100 in a case, because I know you got the money, Brother Trump. And we would just touch you up as needed. You don't have to do it every day. Let's just do it maybe like 3-4 times a week. Because I know you like to be tan. My name's Lindsay Bloom. I live in Charlotte, North Carolina, if you're listening. And I don't even ask for a lot of money. for this. I want to do it out of the goodness of my heart because you're looking stupid. I mean, really. I mean, love you, but you're looking.
But it's sometimes his eyebrows look almost white.
Yeah.
And then with the orange stuff, I don't.
And there's a ring. You got to close your eyes and you got to rub that foam in the mitt over your eyes. Don't leave your eyes out. You look like a raccoon.
Yeah. I don't understand that either. It's kind of like when I talk about those guys on TV and sports, you know, picking that Just for Men hair color up off the, you know, Walgreens shelf and then just going and doing that. And it looks
crazy,
you know, harsh and all that, looking like Jim Jones.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Jim Jones had that. He was sweating in the jungle out there when he was, you know, the mass suicide of the cult.
Yeah,
yeah, that stuff running down his face.
Ew. Yeah.
I know.
Like Rudy. Rudy had that.
Yeah.
Rudy Giuliani had that one time.
Bad. Oh. And when I do that, and it's like the older you get, the worse it gets. You know, the old guys are always the ones that are really fumbling the self-tanner and the hair dye.
But for a man with such power and anything at his fingertips, you shouldn't have an issue with any type thing.
Sure.
Yeah. Here's what I want to know. On the show Landman, Billy Bob Thornton doesn't have a beard. He has scruff. And it's not much scruff, but it's scruff. But they somehow make it black. They color it, and there's no way his beard is that color. How do you color scruff?
I don't know.
I think what they're doing is letting the beard grow, dyeing the whole thing, and then shaving it. Or
really,
I think that's what they're doing. Because does his hair bother you, Billy Bob's?
On the show or in general?
On the show. You know how they go forward now that we're talking about Billy Bob?
Yeah.
It goes you know what I'm talking about? And it's like sparse right here.
Because I think that because he takes that cowboy hat off, that's the way it shapes his hair when he's got that hat on, I think.
It's driving me crazy. But I see what I thought about the beard thing too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there's stuff that they always, you know, like Jody said, you file for all that stuff, like these pop-up ads and stuff with this men's beard color. And they say it doesn't get on your skin, like, you know, Just for Men does and all that stuff. And you just throw it on there. So I was thinking maybe that was it, and it colored the little bit of hair, but didn't get on his skin. I don't know.
Could be.
Or he might even be clean shaven and they just like, that's
a full, whatever
they call that. Because they do look realistic. Uh-huh. I've seen them go from like clean shaven to like a scruff that's fake, but it looks real.
Like if you can't grow scruff type thing?
Yeah, I guess. I've only seen them do it to actors and stuff, but
they would need to do it to Kyle. He can't grow.
My oldest brother can't. Yeah. His is real patchy, but he refuses to give it up. And my other brother's just merciless. He is merciless.
Yeah.
Just cut your beard. You look like an idiot. Because
it's like patchy.
Yeah, it's kind of patchy. And
that guys get on guys about that.
Oh my gosh, they are.
What about
brutal.
Not being able to grow a beard?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Brutal.
Man, I don't.
Yeah.
I wish I was just smooth faced and, you know, didn't ever have to shave. But then, you know, I'm fooling people now. They don't know, you know, how much of the obesity I have because I'm masking it with the way I do my facial hair. Nobody even knows. Nobody even knows that I'm overweight.
But you're fortunate to be able to do, and so are you, to do anything with it. I mean, I know it's a pain to shave, but at least you can have one or not have one. You know, you have the option. Yeah,
I would much rather go in every day and just shave my face clean.
Really?
Yeah. Then having to, you know, when you put that guard on the thing and you have to just trim it down and all that, it's kind of irritating. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. Mm.
You know what's crazy to me? Guys not shaving on their wedding day. I think that is so, I mean, maybe that's an old school way of thinking, but I think on your wedding day, you should be clean shaven. It's just
I've never thought about that.
It's the most, I mean, I know it's about the women and everything, but you're a guy, you should be clean shaven on your wedding day.
Even if you always have a full beard?
I think unless your beard is like, your whole personality, which a lot of guys use their beard as their whole personality. If you're just like me, like a scruff kind of wear, 100% you got to be clean shaven.
But like my dad, for example, that's been without his mustache 1 week of his whole life.
Yeah.
He would not.
Yeah, that's part of his look.
Okay.
Like, you know, I think, I don't know.
Yeah, you just I see what you're saying. You don't want to, looking.
But like if Guy Fieri got married, would he, you think he need to be shaven, you know, cleanly?
Probably,
yeah. He'd look weird. Mm. Because now that's all we know.
I'm trying to picture what he's got, the goatee. The goatee, yeah. I hate a goatee anyway. But
did he used to have just the
soul patch thing? The soul patch. Or maybe even a thing coming down from the middle of his chin?
Guys doing too many creative things with their facial hair should be a red flag.
Yeah. I agree.
It's like you got two, it's two shaped. There's color going. If you're doing too much, it's weird.
If you're bleaching this down here, it's weird.
I do like, though, when a guy has a thick beard and he straightens it. You know, like Rob has his now where he puts that beard straightener thing on it. And it's a, I guess it's a heated brush and it, you brush it and it makes your beard straight.
Really?
I like that.
It's like a flat iron for women, but it's small. Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
Does Rob have a beard? Do you have a beard right now, Rob?
Yeah. It's a long beard.
Long beard.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what you look like.
Yeah, I do. It's a heated comb type thing. Yeah. So yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you
I don't have an, I don't. Let mine grow long enough to do that. But
you could. I mean, it grows. Yeah.
It grows fast.
Looks sick.
Yeah. There's a guy that that cooks on social medias, and he's got a really long beard and long hair, like a looks almost like a biker or something.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not. He's a chef.
Does he cook outside?
No.
I follow one then. Okay.
No. But, yeah, I think that's a cool look. Now, I wouldn't want to eat any of his cooking unless he had a beard net on.
Yeah.
Right.
Those things are really hot looking. Have you seen those? You ever been to a restaurant where a guy's got a beard and he's wearing a beard net? Mm-hmm. Oh, it hooks over his ears like a COVID mask. Wear a mask. And then instead of going over his mouth, it just comes down and his beard goes in it.
Ew. Yeah. Weird.
Mm-hmm. Keep beard hair from beard falling nets are in awful. The food.
I mean, I can appreciate that, yeah, because you don't want to pull out a beard hair because it... Mm-hmm. I don't know where that beard's been, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know that. You don't want to be eating hair out of somebody's womb, broom.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.